Having an eternal perspective is, in so many ways, the key to living out a true Christ-following life in this world. Because if we take our cues from the world around us, we're not going to have an eternal perspective. Everything is viewed in the short term. Go after this. Try to find happiness here. Buy this car. Have this cup of coffee. Go to this clothes store. Be a contestant on American Idol. Do this, do that. I mean, all of these short-term, apparently big payoff things which actually don't enrich the soul. And this is the world we live in. Whereas Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 4, we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. Because the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are unseen are eternal. Those are the things that are going to last. And so we talk about in our ministry, investing in eternity. Look at life through the eyes of that servant whose eyes were open with Elijah, and so that he could see the angels and the warriors that were present around them, protecting them. You know, it wasn't that suddenly those angels were there. They were already there. It's just that he suddenly had the eyes to see them. Now, I'm not saying I'm going around day by day seeing angels and demons. What I'm saying is, in principle, ask God to open your eyes to what's at stake, to the unseen world, eternity. Heaven, our eternal destination. If you have placed your faith in Christ and trusted Him for your salvation, this world is the closest to hell you will ever experience. Everything that is wrong in this world will be made right in that world you will live in forever. And when you live with that world in mind, it infuses you with a joy that sustains you in your daily life, even as you face difficult things. God, give me this eternal perspective, and it brings joy to my heart because I know you are going to make all things right. All things will work together for good. That's faith, that's trust, and it requires an eternal perspective.